like to know that God is calling you? How does He equip you for change? Find out more as Jo Heather Dotson shares how her Christian faith has impacted her coaching journey. Hello, and welcome to Love and Encouragement to Live By. I'm Tammy Thompson, a Christian author under the pen name of T.S. Thompson.
And I'm Jo Heather Dotson, founder of Your Christian Coach. Thanks for joining in today for your weekly dose of love and encouragement as I get to share my story in hopes of inspiring your deeper Christian living.
I am so excited today. Yay! This is a special edition of Love and Encouragement to Live By. Now, because I'm imagining that by now, you know, we have a lot of episodes out. By now, there's a lot of people wondering, you know, just what is a Christian coach? You know, and I hope by the end of this interview that you have a very clear understanding about what Jo Heather does and how she serves the Lord through her coaching services. So I want to start at the very beginning at Jo Heather's journey at becoming a coach and how her faith has like impacted her work. So Jo Heather, thanks for agreeing to tell your story today. I'm just so excited about this. And I want to let you know, have you explained to those who are listening, when did you know that the Lord was calling you to be a Christian coach?
Yeah, it's kind of fun for me to get to talk about this, so I'm super jazzed about today. I had actually been a nonprofit and a corporate communicator for about 22 years. This was a long time for me. And I started to have this feeling deep in my heart that the Lord was calling me to something else, and I just wasn't sure what it was. So the way it happened was the company I was with at the time gave me an opportunity to participate in a leadership program. And a part of that program was you got to work with a coach, which I had never done before. And it's funny, my boss at the time had kept saying, I think you should work with a coach. I think you'd enjoy working with a coach. And I thought, well, I don't know. I was a coach anyway, which is probably what our listeners were thinking too. But I'm going to get into that a little bit later. But it was through that specific coaching experience that I discovered and realized that God was calling me to help others in the same way. And I can remember talking to that woman, to the coach, and saying, hey, you know, I love this coaching experience. How can I do what you do? And so that's kind of how my journey started. I was seeking the Lord's input. He was allowing me to sense a sense of, what's the best way to explain this? A sense of discomfort that my time serving as a communicator was closing. It was time for something else. And I was in prayer with Him about it. Like I said, at first didn't know. But because I was praying, He stepped in and He revealed what He needed me to do. And so I began pursuing my credential as a coach. That's basically just saying you're training. And at the time, you know, I thought I was going to coach other business professionals like myself on work-related issues. And I thought I'd just do it on side of my day job. I really thought I would continue in communications and just coach on the side. But, you know, I started coaching on the nights and the weekends, and that's, you know, when I realized the people who were coming to me, who the Lord was sending to me, needed support that was beyond the workplace, because our coaching conversations were revolving around their whole life, what was happening at work, at home, in the community, in their church service. And, you know, so that was about the same time that, you know, I really started to sense that God was saying, okay, you're going to leave this corporate setting and you're going to go into coaching full time. And of course, there were a lot of other factors going on in my life at the time. I've talked about those in other episodes, about my family growing through adoption. And so my husband, Ricky, and I sat down, you know, we're a partnership and marriage, and we were kind of discussing what was to come, and the Lord was calling me into a coaching practice. And, you know, it was really in those conversations that the Lord confirmed it needed to be a Christian-based business. It wasn't just go out and be a coach, Jo Heather. It was a Christian-based business, and it was during one of those conversations that Ricky even came up with the name of my business, which you guys hear every week on the podcast, Your Christian Coach. And I remember when he said those words and my mouth just dropped open. It was the confirmation in my spirit. And it was the perfect name. And I have to say, you know, I was extremely nervous to leap out of the corporate setting and to move into running my own business. Whew, it was nerve-wracking.
Oh, yeah, it definitely is. But it takes courage to step out when God calls you to something. And I think a lot of people don't make that step. And we're here to encourage you that if the Lord's calling you to something, you know, listen to Jo Heather's story here in her testimony to encourage you to be able to follow him. Because I think when you're willing to follow God, that he's going to put all the pieces into place one step at a time, you know, and that's what he did with you, one step at a time. Mm-hmm. But before we go any further in this interview, so hang on, because we have so much to share with you today, I want to take a moment to let you know how you can find us. So depending on what platform that you're listening to, make sure to like, share, follow, and subscribe to don't miss future episodes. And but the most important thing, we've talked about this before, is to share this podcast with your family, friends, or anybody who's in need of some love and encouragement. It helps our podcast grow and reach more people. And on our website of loveandencouragement.com, every Wednesday we feature early access to both video and audio. And if it's too much for you to go to our website every week, don't worry, just go on our website one time, sign up on our email list, and we'll email it to you every Wednesday. So you can write in your email. Poof, there it is. So back to our interview today with Jo Heather. So you were saying that you felt nervous leaving your former career and launching out your own business. And I understand what that's like. I've been there. I'm sure a lot of people listening have been there. It's nerve-wracking leaving a big paycheck, you know, and that security. Mm-hmm. But what was it like in the transition, you know, because I think there's a lot of people who are about to take that step, Jo Heather, yeah, and they want to know, well, what did you go through? What was it like to step out, make that transition from the corporate world setting into running your own Christian business?
Yeah. I mean, like you said, there's others out there who've been through it. You've been through it. And, you know, to say it was a big change is really an understatement, I think. But what helped me manage my worry, anxiety, and fear, which we know we've talked about before, we're not supposed to be living in. But these emotions arise in us, right? They bubble up. And the way that I was really able to cope in the transition was the fact that I knew beyond the shadow of a doubt that God was calling me to become a coach, that it was already the calling. It was already there, you know, and that it was okay. There had been a time when I was a corporate communicator, and that was a career that I had loved, and I had a lot of passion for it. And, you know, he gave me the drive and energy that I needed to do that at that time. But then, you know, as I mentioned earlier, there came that time for change. And for me, you know, it took me a while. I was a little bit of a slow hearer to realize that God was calling me to find even a greater life purpose. And so it makes me think of Psalm 57:2, which says, I cry out to God Most High, to God who fulfills his purpose for me. And so it was me having a chance to discover what was God's purpose for me at that particular stage of my life. It didn't negate what I had done before or say that it wasn't purposeful, but he was like, okay, you know, that was a season. Now I'm moving you into a new season, a new purpose, a new calling. And it was that knowing that made it clear and that I could rest on. When I started to feel nervous and anxious, I'm like, wait a minute, you know, this is a calling from God. I don't have to be nervous. He's going to pave the way. And really, I was already into the process. I was already on the journey when the Lord gave me the words to describe what he was calling me to. And the words he gave me were to be a voice. And the reason that was so powerful for me was it was all encompassing in my life. I want you to be a voice in every area of your life. And later, you know, I'm a coach, and because I'm a coach, I love working with a coach. So I've worked with a coach ever since I became a coach. I worked with a coach, and it was through my work with her that I was, that later that calling kind of became fuller. My values became a part of it. And so the statement that I hold as my purpose now is to be an authentic, grace-filled voice of encouragement. And, You guys know I get to do that through this podcast. I get to do that through coaching. I have a weekly video series called Points to Ponder, you know, and I would love for our listeners to check that out too and to subscribe to my YouTube channel to get those videos each week. They're just 3 minutes. It's just a little point to ponder, something to think about. But I get to live out my calling to be a voice in every aspect of my life. I mean, it's as a wife, as a mom, as a family member, a friend, a church member. You know, I'm always holding that up and saying, okay, is this part of my calling? Is this what the Lord intends for me? So when you have that touchstone and you live into God's purpose and call for your life, you know, you lean on Him more and more and more. I know for me, just like Tammy alluded to, I had to surrender what the world was saying about being a manager. You need to have a title. You need to have people reporting to you. You got to have a steady salary, you know, and that paycheck coming in. You need to have the benefits, you know, all the things that the world says you need. Well, when I had the touchstone, you know, I realized it, you know, it's God's strength that got me through the transition out of a secular corporate setting into running my own faith-based business. And, you know, an extra blessing for me was the fact that I could be upfront about my Christian beliefs now. I'll tell you, you know, there's some of our listeners out there who know what it's like to work in a corporate setting and how locked down you are and what you're allowed to say and how you're allowed to express yourself. You know, and I've had people make comments about me having a faith-based business and being open about my Christian faith. But, you know, I love it because the Lord is in it. You know, He's my everything. And it's so wonderful to be authentic in every area of my life about my faith, you know, to be open in my personal life and to be open in my business. This is who I am, and I belong to Him, and this business is His.
Mm-hmm. Amen. And what a powerful testimony there. And I hope it encourages those who are looking at, well, you know, can I talk about God? I mean, God will let you know, the Holy Spirit will let you know when you need to share something with somebody.
Yeah.
And this is great because I think, you know, and it's true. I mean, I see in our relationship with you, Joe Heather, I watch her Points of Ponders, like she was mentioning, and they're all over the place. They're on YouTube. I think they're on Instagram. They're on Facebook. They pop up there every Tuesday. She puts them out. Yeah. It's very short. You can start your morning with it. She gets them out bright and early. You can wake up to Joe Heather, you know, with Points of Ponder and start your day off on the right foot. And it's short, so you have time to fit it in. That's why it's such a great little message that comes up. And she has them all saved. You can go back and search through mm-hmm. and find a message that's for you that day.
Yeah.
I mean, you were talking about, you know, how, you know, you have to be able to speak out your Christian, you know, faith to other people. That's what the Holy Spirit has put in you to be a Christian coach. What would it be a Christian coach if you didn't talk about the Lord with people, right? because I think when God fills you up, when He fills you up, so you're just going to leak the light of God wherever you go because you can't help it. You're just going to be sharing Jesus, and you should be. When you are called in your faith to speak, to walk in that, to be that light for Jesus,
yeah.
You're not supposed to put that, you're supposed to put that light up high so it can fill the whole room, fill everything around you. And it's going to draw people, you know, to you when you can step out, just like Joe Heather stepped out in faith. I mean, so we're just here to encourage you if you have that. Now, so back to the interview thing. Now, I know I've gotten a small taste of what it means to coach. You know, Joe Heather has really helped me with my, you know, you guys know I'm a Christian author and I'm a single mom. We've talked about that. I have a lot to fit in a little bit amount of time. We all have 24 hours and I was really struggling. You know, I was really struggling with how do I prioritize so many things, you know, because it's lifetime coaching. It's how do you integrate family and chores and taking care of, you know, your spending time with your family, taking care of your family, providing for your family, getting the things that God's called you to do and your purpose and going to church and how to get all that done. And she really helped me set aside a chunk of time through a little mini coaching service that she did with me to help me. She didn't tell me what to do. She helped me discover, you know, how can I best set aside time for my purpose? My purpose is to write. You know, how can I preserve that as a valuable time to me to make sure that it gets done? And I'm very grateful for that time. And I knew halfway through she was talking to me. I'm like, you know what? You're coaching me. You're coaching me here, Joe Heather. I was picking up on the cues. So, but I got to have a taste of it. And so But for those who are listening who really don't know, we're talking about coaching and you might still be a little confused. Like, well, what are they talking about? What does this mean? So can you share exactly with our listeners, dear Heather, what is coaching?
Yeah, I love how you said it, Tammy. It's about the discovery from within. And so, you know, the scripture I like to stand on is Proverbs 25, which says, "The purposes of a person's heart are deep waters, but one who has insight draws them out." And so that's what I'm passionate about in my work as a coach. I get the privilege to help my client, I call it hold the space, help my client draw out the answers the Lord already has for him or her. So you might still be saying, okay, I still don't understand what is coaching, but coaching with me involves a one-to-one, very structured conversation. And I help my clients close the gap, so to speak, from where they are today to where they want to be. And how do we do it? We do it through a prayer field. We call on the wisdom of the Lord, which the Word tells us to do. We listen for that still small voice of the Holy Spirit from within them. I'm not there to advise. I'm there to help us draw out those deep waters, right? The answers are there. And coaching is all about forward thinking. So the process is forward thinking. We set an action plan. Tammy was talking about what she did. You know, hey, I need my writing time to be different. And from that experience, she was able to say, oh, this is what it can be. And this is what it can look like. Let me experiment with that. Let me try it. Is it going to work? Where do I have to give grace to the plan that I have and maybe make tweaks and change it? And of course, what I love about coaching conversation with my clients is it takes place in what I call a sacred space. It's a confidential space. As I said, we cover it with prayer. We listen for the leading of the Holy Spirit. We give space to listen. And sometimes that's quietness, right? We're waiting for what is the Holy Spirit saying right now? And to me, and maybe it's not for all of our listeners, but it is so rare that we set aside time to dig deep into seeking God's will for your life and listening for his spirit-filled purpose for you. Yeah, I had never really done that before. I worked with a coach, and then now I get to work with others. You know, because when was the last time you really stopped and listened, and had that conversation with Holy Spirit, listening for that whisper, listening for that direction? And it is different than a friendship. I don't want it to sound like a coach is just a friend and you're there batting around ideas. It's very different. It's very structured. It's all about you discovering what's your next step. Where are you trying to move? And so, you know, I love working with my coaching clients, listening for that and hearing the discoveries of the answers that the Lord has for them. And, you know, really whole life coaching with me. And when I say whole life, it's what I mentioned earlier. It's work, it's home, it's community, it's church, it's whatever you're involved with. And it's basically, you know, I like to break things down into three parts: clarifying the present, or what's happening today, giving you a chance to imagine the future, kind of test that out with God. Is this where you're directing me, God? And when you get that confirmation, you map out those action steps to help you move down the path to where you want to be or where God wants you to be. And I really see it that Jesus modeled time of taking away from the hustle and bustle of life, having quiet reflection, the rejuvenation that comes from a retreat from the day-to-day pressures, and coaching gives you a way to do that. And it equips you so that when you head back into everyday life, you've got what the Lord intended for you to have. And I really see coaching as a gift to yourself and to your walk with the Lord.
It's very true. There's a lot to think about, you know. And I really like some of the things that you were talking about. I think, especially today, the way that we live in America, I don't know if you're listening from other countries, you know, America is very fast paced. People come here and visit and they're like, phew. You know, we don't take time to really, no downtime to reflect. And I think it's very easy for people to get caught up in the everyday stuff. And weeks go by, months go by, years go by. And they're like, well, you know, I mean to write that book, you know, or I mean to learn a music instrument, or, you know, I want to have a closer walk with God, or I really, you know, I'd like to be able to start singing in my church, or there, you feel like there's a calling, but you never take the time to figure out how you're going to go from the busy everyday stuff to reaching your goal. And that's what the coaching stuff comes into play, because I think people just get too busy and need to have somebody. And sometimes we can't do that ourselves. We don't know how to do that. People don't know. It seems so far away. God's called me for this, but I don't see how I'm ever going to get there. You know, I'm called to preach, you know, but I'm working in a factory. How am I going to get there? It doesn't make any sense, you know, but that's where a coach comes in, where they can help you. Like she was saying, you break it down into steps, you know, okay, so we see it's going to be here, and then she'll help you to figure out how you can adjust it in your life, because everybody's got different schedules and different things. And sometimes you have to be willing to give things up. I mean, I know to advance my writing career, I had to say no to things, even good things, you know, like I can't go to certain Bible studies. I can only commit to this. I'm walking away from my photography organization that I've been a member since 2004. I have to give up things that aren't producing fruit on the vine that I need to produce on. But, you know, I mean, I have Joe Heather, I have, you know, a good walk and stuff too, that I can bounce ideas off. I have very good, you know, close friends, but some people aren't as advanced in their Christian walk. You know, and so they need that extra. And that's why I say, Joe Heather, I think it's a blessing that God has given the gift and talents to people to be coaches, to help other people. Because if not, you may never reach your potential. You may never reach your purpose. And God wants each and every person that because he's given us all a purpose. Nobody's without a purpose. He just say, I'm sorry. You don't have one, John Doe. You don't have a purpose. Everybody is given a purpose, but sometimes we don't know how to discover what the purpose is. And if we do, we don't know how to reach it. And so back to some of the questions I want to ask you, because I know I got off a little bit there, but I felt like the Lord was leading me to mention that, and that the value of the coaching and how it can really help people fulfill their purpose. But I know one of the things I've heard you say is about making changes in your life is becoming, you know, first more aware of the thoughts and how you hold them and how it impacts and shows up, you know, in your life. So we're talking about self-awareness, which is kind of what, you know, we were talking about. Mm-hmm. So how does self-awareness, what does that have to do, you know, with your faith? So can you share more on that?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and that may sound, you may be sitting there listening going, self-awareness, you know, what are we talking about this on a Christian podcast? You know, so when people ask about self-awareness, it's like Tammy explained it, you know, it's being aware to consciously be curious about how you show up and be aware and how you show up, how you relate to the world. And we're talking about it in the podcast. We're doing some meditations and some digging into some of the scriptures, like renewing your mind and having the mind of Christ. And some of those you can come back and see and listen to later. And that's what we're talking about when we're saying self-aware, because I think as a Christian in our walk, God can't show us everything the first day we come as a Christian. We become a Christian, we're saved and marked for heaven. If he showed us everything that we needed to work on that day, you know, we would just be overwhelmed. And so some of it is we're not even aware of what we're thinking or what our habits are. And so the best way that I can, and coaching works with this. I mean, I spend a lot of time in coaching with this, just becoming aware of what are my patterns? How do I show up in the world? How am I expressing my Christian faith to others? You know, you're not even fully aware. So what I want you guys as a listener to think of is your car radio, and you got a dial, and you turn the dial to get to the station. Well, that's what self-awareness is like. Because the station is already there, whether your dial is tuned to it or not. The station is already there and it's already playing. Okay, it's already showing up. It's saying the words. It's playing the music. And that station represents your thought patterns, your behaviors, your habits, all of these things. But you have to turn the dial of awareness to really hear the broadcast, right? You have to tune in to observe yourself, to see yourself more clearly. And why? You go, why do I need to see myself more clearly? It's not to be have a harsh voice of judgment about what you see. It's really just about noticing it, being curious what you can learn from it. Because I don't want you to forget, the Lord created you And he loves you right here and right now. He doesn't love you when you finally get to this or you finally do that. You know, he loves you right here and right now. But the blessing of working on being more aware of who you are today, you know, the gift of seeing that more clearly, is simply so you can pray more specifically in an area where you may be feeling God's leading to, you know, he's holding up the mirror and saying, oh, did you see that? Did you see that? I want to encourage you to be maybe more generous, or encourage you to be more compassionate, or use loving words. Who knows? Who knows what it is for you? Everybody's different. Because it's through God's will and insight that, just like the potter's wheel, he can help shape you as clay. You know, you're already his masterpiece, right? You're already there. I don't want you to feel like you're striving, striving, striving. But the goal is just to, you know, show up. Let him shape you in ways that are going to be far better than anything you could ever ask or imagine. And, Tammy, before I pass it back to you, you know, I want to comment on something that you said just a moment ago about the busyness of life in America, because that really, something came up in my spirit when you were saying that. And all of a sudden I thought of Mary and Martha, and I thought of Christ saying, Martha, Martha, you're so busy with so many things. You know, you don't have time to sit and be with me, you know, just be with me. And I think that's what sometimes coaching does for us. Like I said, I work with a coach. If you're listening to this and you want to work with a coach, you are welcome to reach out to me and find out more of what it's like. But it's that dedicated time where you just sit at Christ's feet. You say, what do you have to say to me, Jesus? I'm ready to listen. I'm shoving out all the busyness of things that have to be done, preparing the food and taking care of the guests, right? Still has to be done. But right now, I'm going to shut that out. I'm going to just sit at your feet, Christ. And so I think that's also a neat picture of what coaching can be.
Amen. That's beautiful. It's a beautiful visual that, you know, you can meditate on. And especially if, you know, people who are listening haven't really thought about things that way. Maybe they are too busy and they just don't. I mean, I know being a single mom's hard. If you're a single mom, you feel like you don't have any time. But if you search the Lord, he'll provide that time. There's, in, you know, in traffic, you can turn the radio off and just talk to God on your commute. There's times, I mean, the bathroom is a convenient place. I'm sorry, you can go in. That's right. You can get away from it all while you're washing your hands. There are things that, you know, getting dressed in the morning, there are times that we have talked to the Lord. And the Holy Spirit, if you ask, he will give you those moments. He will give you those moments because he wants to invite you into a deeper relationship with him. And then maybe through that time, you realize that you're meant for more than what you're just, you know, accepting in your life. You know, you're meant for a purpose, whether it's just working with children, maybe it's working with the elderly, who knows? But, you know, we are all created special with God, with a purpose. And like Joe Heather said, he'll love you. Even if you don't fulfill your purpose, he still loves you. But he wants you to have that fulfillment inside of you that you know you're living what you're created to be and do. And so, wow. So, well, for those listening, I know Joe Heather alluded a little bit to it, that are curious about coaching and maybe, well, what would coaching be like for me? Well, you are in luck today because I am going to let you know how you can connect with Joe Heather. So our spotlight today on sponsorship is, of Love and Encouragement Live By, is sponsored today by our very own Joe Heather Dotson, founder of Your Christian Coach. Are you ready to discover what's next in your life? As a credentialed coach, Joe Heather provides the space for you to discover the answers that you need for your work and life. Partnering with her through prayer-filled structured conversations, you will create action plans aimed at fulfilling your God-given purpose and calling. Exactly what we're talking about here today. You can find out more about Joe Heather and her coaching services at yourchristiancoach.net. That's yourchristiancoach.net. And if you want to be a sponsor of a future episode, contact us at loveandencouragement.com. So, I know we're getting down there in our interview, Joe Heather. Woo! And I know we have some business owners out there. You know, we talked about this before, about there's a lot of entrepreneurs out there who are listening to this podcast. And so, you know, I want to talk about the connection that you see between your faith and running a business.
Yes. Well, you know, I think it's a great question because sometimes people go, business, you know, what does that have to do with your faith? You know, but actually, if we look in Genesis, God gave us the mandate to oversee all that is His while we await our Savior's return. So, you know, our work taking care of the physical world is good, and we are Christ's hands and feet to one another. And so it's also important that we live out our God-given purpose by using, as Tammy just mentioned, our talents, our gifts, our abilities, and we serve Him through serving others, right? No matter what your job is. We were even talking about if you are called to be a custodian at your school, that is you, your ultimate boss is the Lord, and your work is important, and you can be the hands and feet of God to everybody you're in contact with. So a quote that I really love, I'm going to share with you. Theologian and priest Martin Luther, this is the famous Martin Luther, said, "The work of the milkman is just as important to God as the work of the priest." And so I love this quote, and I hope it encourages you as a listener today that as you complete your work, whatever it may be, you are doing it to the Lord. And the other place I wanted to encourage you to look is with the parable of the talents in Matthew 25, and look at it with work in mind, okay? As an entrepreneur, a business owner, whatever you do, there are two servants who invested their talents, and they were rewarded very similarly. So the master in the parable tells them, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much." So in this parable, the master measures success by the amount of effort put in, not just the amount of talents returned. So I'll say it again, by the amount of effort put in, not just the talents returned. And so to me, this speaks to a connection between how I approach my business and how that approach reflects my faith. So obviously I had to walk by faith and not by sight when I left a very well-paying job to launch this faith-based coaching business. But I'll bring us back to what we talked about earlier. I was confident that God was making a way for me to use whatever talents and abilities He had given me to impact the world in a different way than I could before. And I hope just by hearing my story today, it will help you, our listeners, realize that you can make the leap of faith when God calls you to do so. And even if you're not leaping to something else, what you're doing today in your work is a gift to others, and it can bring glory to God no matter what it is.
Amen. Very, very true. Because I know God's not going to call you to do something and not provide you with the means to do it. That's not our God. You know, He's a God of abundance. You know, He's a God of love. And He wants you. He wants you to succeed at your purpose. He has a vested interest in you. He created you, right? He created you with this purpose. He's your daddy God, right? Amen. He wants to go out there and say, "Good job, Joe, Heather. Yay, you stepped out in faith. I'm so proud of you." Yeah. You know, that's the way that the Lord is. He's out there dancing over us in heaven, especially when we step out and we take that faith, because it's impossible to please God without faith, right? He wants us to take that leap of faith. Just trust me. He's like, if you have a plan in your life, just trust me. I got everything set aside, but you have to believe me for it, right? So, yeah, so I know in my relationship, you know, that faith, you know, is at the core of what I do. And I also know being a dear friend with Joe Heather, and I've seen her in her points to ponders. I've seen the way that she is with her family. I've seen her on this podcast. I see the scripts. I see how the Lord works through us. So I know that faith is at the core of everything that Joe Heather does in her life and her work. It's not just putting on for the camera, you know, it's behind the scenes of who she is. That light comes out in everything that she does. Mm-hmm. So Joe Heather, is there any other advice that you would like to offer, you know, our listeners today?
Yeah, that's so sweet of you. All those kind words, and glory to God in the highest. Before I answer that question, what just came up for me is the Lord led me to write a haiku, and I've mentioned it here before. because I do feel like it's part of my calling. And it says, I've got it here right beside me, "Lord, let my words be few, that your light may shine through as moon reflects the sun." And so any light that's there, you know, is a reflection. And so just to share that. And, you know, on, you know, a more personal level, you know, there is a confidence that comes from my faith beliefs that nothing in this world can compare to. I mean, nothing in this world compares to the Lord. Because when I seek the Lord's leading before embarking on a business decision, things always go so differently than when I launch out on my own effort separate from Him. Man, have I fallen on my face more than once when I just went off on my own. And, you know, I believe that as I stay in constant prayer to God about my business, then He directs my paths. And that message is for our listeners. Stay in constant contact with the Lord, and He will direct your paths. You know, and because of His leading and guidance, you will find success. And, you know, the Lord blesses your efforts. He brings people into your life that you need, and they need you to move your business forward. And He can show up in all different kinds of ways. It's kind of like this podcast. You know, God directed Tammy to reach out to me to do this podcast, you know, and it wouldn't have come about had the Lord not led, you know, Tammy to contact me. And maybe He's leading you to reach out to somebody. Listen to that leading. Step out, even if it feels uncomfortable and scary. Because I can tell you, you know, as I live out my purpose through my work, there are a lot of benefits. My clients benefit. The kingdom of God benefits. I feel a sense of accomplishment and joy. And it's simply because I'm choosing to live a life of significance. And it's not significant because of my efforts, is what I was trying to say. But it's because I'm following the Lord's call and leading for my life.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Amen. That's so true. I know I say that a lot, but it's true. you know, the most rewarding life that you can live is to live the purpose that God created you for. It really is. There's a lot of people out there searching for purpose, and you're struggling and you're trying to find your purpose. You know, we did an episode on that topic, and I encourage you to go back and find it and listen to it or watch it, whatever your preference is on how you view our show. And also reach out to Jo Heather, because this is her calling. This is what God has purposed her to do, is to, you know, to be a voice to help other people find their purpose, find the balance in their life, put all the pieces together that look like it's a mess. You know, she's there to help you sort through all that stuff with the Holy Spirit working in prayer and stuff. You know, it's not like she's just giving you her own two cents. She's doing it through the Lord's leading. So, you know, it's going to be in perfect harmony of what the Lord has called you to do. So I really hope that you have a deeper understanding of what coaching is in relationship to Jo Heather's calling. And also that, you know, she has inspired you, you know, in your very own Christian walk today. And so, Jo Heather, thank you so much for your words of encouragement today. You know, I know that so many people are going to be blessed by this episode and blessed by your message. You are such an inspiration. I love you.
Oh, I love you too. I love you too. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Tammy, for letting me share more about my story on the show today. And, you know, as we've said all along, I hope it helps to inspire you to follow the leading of the Lord and to grow in the understanding of His word. So just as a reminder, as we close, depending on what platform you're listening from, be sure to like, share, follow, and subscribe to not miss future episodes. And if you want to be a sponsor of a future episode, contact us at loveandencouragement.com. Join us next time as we continue to offer you words of encouragement that remind you of God's awesome love.